For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Friday morning. Aren't you thrilled? Oh, as I said on one other broadcast, there are weeks that go by. I don't even think about waiting for the weekend. Like, it doesn't even enter my mind. Then there are other weeks where I must admit I'm very excited to say, man, it's Friday. I get a weekend. Do you do that? I'm sure you do. And it's a weekend to enjoy and rest a little bit. But I hope you're doing that. Look, I want to finish this Martha and Mary today. And I love what I'm about to share. We've gone through comparing and contrasting, if you will, discipleship from two different points of view, Martha's and Mary's. But we're talking in this third point about true worship. And we had expressed earlier in the week how Mary breaks open this alabaster jar full of costly oil. And she breaks it and pours it on Jesus' head. And she pours it on his feet and wipes her feet with her hair. And the disciples, you know, are all indignant. And so is Judas. And they're like, why would you waste that? Because it was like a year's worth of pay. And Jesus honors her. Matthew 26, verse 13. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Now, I want you to hear this. Her deed, breaking open what she had and pouring it out on Jesus, had the mark of eternity on it. That ministry was memorialized. Wherever the gospels proclaimed, it was pure worship. Came from her heart. She didn't care how much it cost. She didn't care. She loves God. She's going to spend everything she has on him. But I found an old book that someone gave me. And it talks about women in the Bible. And look at this little paragraph. This was from a missionary. Man, I don't even know who gave me the book. But this has really captured my heart about this act that Mary poured that fragrant oil onto Jesus. And the lady's point is, the writer of this book says, what Mary did had a fragrance on it. Now listen up, because we have fragrance on our lives if we're children of God. You can think of someone right now and you think, man, they have a fragrance on them every time I'm with them. Love endures, she said. She's talking about Mary. What she did was full love, full on worship, full on love. Love is the sum of all the graces, the healer of memories, the royal law of the scriptures. When everything is gone, when the house we spent lots of time on has been torn down, when the pictures we painted have been auctioned off, when the cakes we baked are eaten, when the sweaters we knitted are full of moth holes and the bandages we rolled are burned, what will last? It'll be the memory, the reality of love. They will remember there was a fragrance in her life. She was kind, and she loved me. Love endures. God bless you all. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Open with Anna Donahue. I hope you have a great weekend. Love on God. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.